All right, welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great pleasure to be with you. I'm going to bring in an old pal. Gosh, I have not talked to him in a while. Mr. David Bossie, one of the smartest guys I know in the realm of politics and other things, for that matter. President and chairman of Citizen United and the former Trump deputy campaign manager. Dave Bossie, first of all, how are you, brother?
I am fantastic, my friend. Thank you for having me back on.
Yes, sir. Short notice. I appreciate it. But you wrote this great column. GOP Senate hopefuls, once dismissed as fringe by elites, you could have added Mitch McConnell, are now in positions to win. I didn't say that. That was a joke. But you're talking about Blake Masters and others. I mean, let's talk about that. Because, David, you know, I've had these guys on the TV show constantly going back several months. Because I've kind of agreed with you. I just didn't see this article until recently. But this is a great crop of new conservative Republicans. What you thinking here?
Yeah, we have great candidates. And in elections, candidates do matter. But the national trends that we're seeing, really, it's so overwhelming, so overpowering, that people aren't even focused that much on Oz. They're focused on Fetterman. They're not focused on, right? That's what they're doing. They're looking, they're saying, Joe Biden, stop lecturing us, okay, about the threat to democracy. Mm. And it's the old Bill Clinton line. You know, Joe Biden is saying, don't believe there's inflation when you go to the gas pump or when you go to the grocery store or inflation in any other element of your existence. He's saying, believe me, not your lying eyes. Mm. And that is where they are tone deaf to what the American people believe as they go to vote over the last several weeks and on Tuesday. And that's why our candidates, that's why the Blake Masters of the world, the Adam Laxalts, the Dr. Oz's, the Herschel Walkers, the Don Bulldog, coming on, the Tiffany Smileys. Larry, when we're talking about winning Senate races, whether we win or not, but when we're talking about them being close in Washington State, the governor's race in Oregon, picking up congressional seats in Maryland, the governor's mansion in New York City, the U.S. Senate seat in New Hampshire, the Democrats are in free fall. That's what that means. Mm. Doesn't mean that Republicans can take it for granted. Everyone has to turn out. That's the only way to win. But the Democrats have a terrible, terrible day coming on Tuesday. And it's all because of the radical socialist agenda that you and President Trump and all of us warned the American people about. This is a referendum on the America First agenda and a total dismissal of theirs.
David, I want to go through some of these names briefly, but you mentioned Tiffany Smiley. So I had her on the show, the TV show. I thought she was quite good. I'm thinking about putting her on again Monday before the election. You think does she have a shot at up there in Washington, Tiffany, really?
Most of the polling.
Seriously?
Yes, most of the polling that we're seeing doesn't have her ahead of Patty Murray, but it has Patty Murray below 50.
Oh.
And an incumbent who is below 50 this close to the election, those undecideds who fundamentally lie to pollsters, they're not lying, but they just don't want to tell the truth. Mm. They say they're undecided, and they're really going to break in a big way for the Republicans in Tiffany Smiley's case, but in all of our cases. That's why we're going to win many of these U.S. Senate races, and we're going to win the majority back. Tiffany Smiley has a great story.
A
hardworking mom, a registered
nurse.
And an advocate for her husband, who was a wounded veteran, and really a tremendous patriot himself. And she stood tall for him and all vets. And that's what gave her, and I met her many years ago when she was just an advocate for her husband. She is a tremendous story, tremendous woman. And I think she's the dark horse. We always have, Larry, in these years, that Dan Rostenkowski, right? That race that shocked
lost
the world. It could be this year.
I got another one. Don Bulldog, retired General Don Bulldog. I'll tell you what, he came on the TV show. He's very impressive. First of all, he looks a lot like General Patton, for one thing. But yeah. He's very good on the issues, right? Tough on spending. He understands, you know, they have a big home heating fuel shortage in New Hampshire. You're going to freeze to death. And Hassan is completely oblivious to it, or she wants to sell more Spro. I was talking to Rick Scott. We had a dinner the other night, David, and Scott has been up there. You know, Mitch McConnell pulled his money, but Scott kept the National Republican Senate campaign money in there, and they kept the apparatus in there. And Rick Wiley's running it. I mean, I think that Bolduc could win. I mean, that would be a tremendous kind of, I guess, an upset, but almost out of nowhere, he could win.
It's a dark horse. It's a huge upset if the general is able to beat that long-term incumbent liberal Democrat. The people in New Hampshire have had enough. They're about to reelect Governor Sununu with overwhelming numbers, and that helps Don Bolduc. People are tired. They want to change, and their economic prosperity, their futures rest on these next couple of years. What's the future going to look like? And by the way, Maggie Hassan and the Democrats didn't even listen to their own liberal economists, the Larry Summers of the world and the Stephen Ratners, who said, you know, remember Stephen Ratner called the $1.9 trillion COVID bill back in 21. He said, that's the original sin. That is the original sin of creating this monster that is inflation. And he was right then. And they didn't listen to him. They didn't listen to Summers. They didn't listen to their own people. And that's why America is going to reject
they
all
never,
of them.
You know, I was crushed. Joe Biden never called me. Never. You know, I know him.
I'm shocked
by
that.
I mean, I haven't talked to him in 10, 12 years. He used to come on my old CNBC show whenever he was running for president, you know, which was a lot. I got to know him pretty. He never called me Dave Bossy. Here, two other stars. One of them, I've had Blake Masters on several times. He is one smart guy, and he's an underrated guy. If he wins, he's going to be a Senate star.
He really is. He's built for the United States Senate, right? He is spit out of a computer program, really whip smart, a great speaker, and understands and can debate with the best of them. He is a dangerous guy for the Democrats if he gets elected. He is a future star, as you said. But Carrie Lake, is running for governor there in Arizona, and she is now pulled ahead of Katie Hobbs and is going to help. Again, with those undecideds who are going to be late breakers, if they were for Kelly, they'd already be for Kelly. Mm. They want change in Arizona. They want border security. They want crime to get under control, and they want the economy back on track to go back to what you did when you were in the White House to give us, hope, growth, and opportunity. To quote our great old friend Jack Kemp, that's what Americans
God,
want.
God, I love it.
That's how they're going to vote on Tuesday.
I love a Jack Kemp quote. Oh, I love that. A Jack Kemp quote. How good is that?
We don't do that enough.
How good is that, Dave Bossy? God. Last one I want to mention is Herschel Walker. Had him on the show last night. Obama insulted him, basically saying, you know, you're a football player, but that's all. But Herschel handled it beautifully with aplomb. He said, look, I've started business. I've signed checks. He's never done anything like that. All Obama did is spend a lot of money. Nobody should listen to him. I mean, and I think Herschel keeps getting better. So what you think, Dave Bossy? Is he closing? Is he going to take this race? Be honest with us. What's your ranking?
Herschel Walker is a winner. This guy is a winner at every level of his life, at all times. When he was told he couldn't do it, he did it anyway. Herschel Walker wins this race, and it's partly because, again, the national attitude is playing out in Georgia, and the governor's race isn't even close.
Ryan Kemp's going to win by 15
Ryan
points.
Kemp's right, and that helps Herschel Walker. Those undecideds, if they were for Warnock, they would be for Warnock. He is going to get the late-breaking undecideds, and every single day for the last couple of weeks or several weeks now, the bad news just keeps coming on the economy. They can't get it right because they have bad policies and bad people who look, you can't get fundamental change. You can't fundamentally change America if it is successful and prosperous. Right. You can only do it if it's broken, and that's their plan. That's why they do. That's why they.
Dave Bossy, president, chairman of Citizens United. Can't thank you enough. All right, folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. We are going to take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to a former Federal Reserve Board member, Robert Heller, who sees a double-dip recession coming. How about that? Interesting hypothesis. I'm Kudlow. Please stay with us, folks. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.